Human, how dare you have the absolute gall to even come close to entering my domain? The fact that you are brave enough even to step foot in a cave owned by me shows to me that you are either stupid or ill-informed. Which is it? No. I didn't ask for excuses. I asked for an answer. Which is it? That's what I thought. Pathetic little humans always thinking they know what's better. Thinking they can handle things far beyond their control. The way you squirm under my paws is so pathetic. Why don't we take a moment and shred these pathetic little garments you call clothes and see what we really have lying underneath, hmm? Would you like that? No. Well, too fucking bad. You know, as much as I tease the humans that come to my area, I must admit your form is appealing to the eye, we'll say. Though everything else about your human species is pathetic compared to that of a hellhound. Wouldn't you agree? Feeling helpless and powerless to stop me from doing whatever the fuck I want. Speak up, little Pat. That's it. Good. Now, you're going to open wide, and you're going to suck my cock. And if I feel anything I don't like, you're going to regret it. You're going to please me until I come all over your pathetic little face. Got it? Good. That's it. Right there. Fuck. Use your tongue. Don't just sit there with it in your mouth. Actually work for it, you pathetic little fuck toy. That's it. That's it. Good boy. Take a moment to breathe. And when you do so, you're going to lick my balls. That's it. Lap it up like the pathetic little toy you are. I feel so good. So good. You truly do wonders with your mouth. I wonder what the ass will feel like, too. Oh, the fear in your eyes when I say that. You better not stop. Was that teeth I felt? Did you fail to suck me properly? Are you using teeth to try to threaten me? Off. Now. I'll give you one chance to come up with a good excuse for why you lapsed your judgment and decided to scrape your teeth along the edge of my cock. Now. Not good enough. Wake up, my little cocksleeve. It's time for you to wake up and enjoy the rest of your life and what that will entail. The look of confusion on your eyes tells me so much. It's so adorably pathetic, we'll say. Yes, I agree. Oh, what's that? I can't hear you with the sounds that you're trying to make. It must be a little bit difficult with that gag over your mouth, preventing you from making any coherent levels of speech. Oh, it's cute though. Do your eyes widen as you look around? Where are you? Why can't you move? And why am I always right behind you? All very good questions. I'll answer them in order. I knocked you unconscious when you decided to disobey one of my direct orders. As punishment, I have bound your limbs and gagged your mouth. And as to where you're bound to, you're bound to me. Your arms behind your back wrap around my shoulders. Your legs curled back behind you wrap around my hips. As I move on all fours, you are going to be constantly fucked in the ass by me. Every step I take, every jolt I move, every thrust, every sway, every movement that I consider will send you deeper into a trance of being fucked endlessly. I don't care if you need a break. I don't care if you need water. I don't even care if you're feeling like your mind is going to break. You're going to take it for as long as I want. And then, if you're lucky, you may consider yourself a slave to my household when we are done. Got it? I said, do you understand? Good pet. Now we are going to have so much fun enjoying each other's company, as I'm going to get to know you inside and out. But it's been a long day, and night has finally fallen upon us outside, so I think it's time to go for a bit of a walk, wouldn't you agree? Careful there, Pat. The more you shake and struggle, the deeper I'll enter in you, even unwilling. No matter how you move, I'll be inside you. So there's really no point in struggling. Though, I suppose you could try to fight me off, if in reality all you wanted was to get off. But I had done talking for now. Let's enjoy some fresh air and some cool breeze upon your skin. I think it might do you well. Oh, the way you please me, the way the night air feels tonight. This is bliss. It is perfect, and I love it. Oh, and the way you grunt and moan and buck your hips trying to get away, shaking your head no, and pathetic excuses and trying to deny what you really love. It's cute. But doesn't it feel good, Pat? Doesn't it feel good getting fucked in the ass by your new owner? Tell me, Cocksleeve, don't you want mommy's little cum in your ass? The way you shake your head tells me no. The way you buck your hips and body against me tells me you do. Go ahead, pet. Speak up. What do you want from mommy? Try to speak through your gag. It's cute. I love seeing you try to bite down and struggle. Speak now. Oh, good boy. There's my good cock sleeve. How does it feel as I move and prowl around the forest here? Constantly shoving my cock farther and farther into you. Fucking you over and over again, with no end in sight. How does it feel being a prized possession of mine? Oh. Fuck, I think I might come soon. Between this and the way you sucked me off earlier. Oh. You are going to be a wonderful cock sleeve to keep around. Would you like that for mommy? How does it feel being filled up with mommy's cum? Does it feel good, Pat? Oh, the way you lean back and just moan in pure ecstasy is mildly hypnotic, I won't lie to you. What's the matter, little cocksleeve? Are you starting to accept your place a little bit? You seem to be in a little bit more of a melodic trance with mommy's cum filling you up. Could you maybe want another hot load as we continue our little walk? Oh, you would. You're not so eagerly. Fuck. Feels so good, especially when I buck harder as I step further and further, thrusting you deep into my cock, flooding that belly. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, that always feels so good. And the way you squirm and moan into it as I finish and release all of mommy's cum into you. Oh, and the way you close your eyes and just accept it. Oh, and look at that. I think I see a little bit of bulge in your belly. Is mommy's cum filling you up so much, my little cock sleeve? Huh? And you like it too, don't you? Yes, mommy. It's exactly what I want to be hearing from you at all times. Yes, mommy. Now, close your eyes and just enjoy the rest of our walk. I won't give you much more attention now. I think you've earned enough. And now you're good. Now it's about my pleasure. And you serving me as a filthy fucking toy.